It's Thursday, January 23rd, and with your news at 1 p.m, I am Leonard Witbien. The 3 million Namibian dollar Nkurunkuru school uniform manufacturing factory in Kavango West has remained idle since its launch in late 2022. One Africa TV's Herta Ekanjo reports that operational challenges, including management issues under the Namibia Industrial Development Agency and a lack of technical expertise to run specialized machinery, have hindered its functionality. The factory was designed to create market access for local SMEs, offering potential employment for up to 80 people. Plans to reduce school and military uniforms for local and international markets remain on hold. Watch News on One weeknights at 7 on GoTV Channel 84, DSTV 285, or stream for free on oneafrica.tv. NamWater has revealed that delays and project abandonment by local contractors have hindered the progress of 315 million water infrastructure projects. Spokesperson Lot Damanomata says the setbacks are affecting the company's capacity to meet growing water demands. He acknowledged the need to involve international expertise in specialized projects while underscoring the importance of transferring knowledge to local professionals.
They have indeed been able to do some good work, and however, there are some of those that have not been able to complete projects. And for us, as one of our steps to improve those processes is that their colleagues in the procurement unit here at NamWater are committed to having workshops so that they can engage potential local contractors to help them also understand how the bidding process in terms of technical and financial, what it entails, so that we can ensure that we have more Namibian entities that are competing for these tenders and are able to win these tenders to be able to carry this work. And again, when more Namibian companies are able to carry out this work, it means the ripple effect of that money, especially when money is allocated from the government treasury, it means the ripple effect stays in Namibia, and that money is able to stay here in the country, and we can be able to use resources to develop the country further.
In South Africa, its National Union of Metal Workers has condemned Bidvest SACD in Durban, KwaZulu-Natal, for retrenching 106 workers, calling it profit-driven greed. Workers claim Bidvest plans to outsource their roles to a labor broker despite increased business activity. NUMSA says these worsen unemployment and poverty. Spokesperson Fakamile Hluba Majola vows continued picketing, underscoring NUMSA's commitment to fair employment and exposing exploitative practices.
It is important that we expose companies for deliberately expanding the sea of unemployment for selfish gain in the way that Bidvest is trying to do. We all have a responsibility to play in order to ensure that we grow the economy, that we grow jobs, and that we reduce unemployment, poverty, and inequality.
Continentally, Zimbabwe's finance minister Mthuli Ncube has expressed concern that the United States' withdrawal from the World Health Organization could result in significant aid cuts for countries grappling with HIV/AIDS. According to CNBC Africa, Ncube warned that the move would adversely affect nations like Zimbabwe, which rely heavily on global health assistance. This follows U.S. President Donald Trump's signing of an executive order formalizing the withdrawal after his second term inauguration. On the international front, a fast-moving wildfire in Los Angeles has forced the evacuation of approximately 19,000 residents, with 15,000 others under evacuation orders. Dubbed the Hughes Fire, it is burning near Castaic, north of the Palisades and Eaton fires, which claimed 29 lives earlier this month. Authorities also have evacuated a jail housing nearly 500 inmates in the affected area. The region remains under a red flag warning due to strong winds and dry conditions, heightening the risk of further fire spread. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.